And joining me live in studio for his monthly report is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson. Good morning, Sheriff Johnson. How
morning,
are you
dude.
Today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing good. Well. Appreciate good. Your time as always.
And, you bet. Happy to be here.
Plenty going on, of course, across Lincoln County. And I want to start out with our texting topic today. We've been discussing marijuana and comments made by President Trump yesterday on possibly reclassifying it from a Schedule 1 down to a Schedule 3. From a law enforcement perspective, maybe give us some more information on what that means when you guys are working with drugs like that.
So it's not legalization, so that's good, because I'm totally opposed to that. It's basically saying there may be some medicinal value and treat it that way. You know, the waters have been muddied so much by what the federal government has done by not enforcing any of it. So you have states that have just legalized it, even though it's still illegal at a federal level. And so it's kind of muddied the waters. But, I mean, I think that there's the possibility exists. There's some medicinal value there. It's not found by, in my opinion, by smoking it. That's not how to treat it. I think there's high incidence of mental illness when you use it heavily. And so these places that have just legalized it and turned it into a recreational type thing, I think is not helpful to the youth. It's not helpful to the communities. It oftentimes turns you into a unambitious person. So there's a lot of the problems with it. I guess the fact that it's not legalization, it's still a controlled substance is I think the main point there. I think the tendency to view it as this thought about changing the category is kind of giving it the green light. Maybe that's not the right way to look at it. It's still a controlled substance, and it should be treated that way.
You know, I think about it was a number of months ago that the Cokeville Police Department pulled over a semi in Cokeville and just happened to find quite a bit of marijuana.
Yeah.
And so there was a drug bust made there. What would the difference be? And the people in possession spent some quality time in the Kemmer correctional facility over that. So what would the difference be if it was reclassified down to a Schedule 3 in an instant like that?
Well, so the only difference really would come at the federal level if you're charged with the federal crime. It's still illegal in Wyoming. You still would be charged with a statute violation in Wyoming, so there's not a change there. If you were charged federally, then there may be some changes in minimum mandatory sentencing or something like that as compared to heroin or cocaine. Or from a local standpoint, there's not going to be much change. It'll still be pursued as an illegal substance. It still is. At the federal level, there may be some changes for big traffickers. Again, the waters are so muddied on this because it's marijuana is unique because you can go to another state and buy it, and then you drive through Wyoming with it and get arrested for it, and you can buy it legally in another state. You know, another thing that's always in my mind been real problematic is, you know, the medical marijuana. You know, where else you get a prescription from a doctor and it says use this for a year, use as much as you want or as little as you want, and in a year I'll write you another one. I mean, it's a mess and it needs to be cleaned up, and maybe President Trump's going to, you know, this is part of cleaning that up, because there's definitely some things need to be done.
We'll see how it all goes. We'll see how it all happens. Yeah. So Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning for the weekday wake up. I noticed that Captain Brian Andrews has become a popular figure for scammers. It happened a year or two ago, and it sounds like it's happening again. People impersonating Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office asking for donations.
Yep. It's frustrating. You know, someone can get on the internet, look up our department, find out who works there, and then get a digital number, a Google phone number or something and start making calls and representing themselves as a member of our department and doing everything from, you know, saying you got a warrant and you need to pay it immediately and we'll take your credit card number, or you go buy a gift card, or, you know, saying we're, you know, you got to do this within a certain amount of time, we're going to come arrest you. It's always happened. The IRS, you know, there's been scammers using the IRS as a scare tactic to commit fraud on people. And it's pretty common. I guess my overall comment on that is we don't call people and solicit money over the phone. And I get these all the time, the Police and Highway Patrol Association looking for donations. I've never received, our agency in the 18 plus years I've been in this position, have never received any money from these people that call and ask you to support, you know, to support the blue, back the blue, give some money. That money doesn't ever go to local, so don't do it. There's local ways to, if you want to be supportive that way, there's local ways to do it, but don't respond to calls for that. Anybody that's calling and trying to get information from you or telling you that you're in trouble and then tells you don't call law enforcement and don't tell your spouse, don't tell anybody else, it's a scam. You're always better off to hang up. Don't engage with them. Call the sheriff's office. Report it. But it's amazing. They get real creative and they're pretty good at it. Yeah. And it's successful. That's why it's still going on. So it's really disheartening because they target oftentimes people who can least afford it, the elderly and that are more susceptible. They don't understand that. I mean, this is a 307 number, so it's got to be someone from around here. But you know, there's a lot of ways to try and trick people, and like I said, it's successful, but just be careful. There's no downside to ending the conversation, calling the sheriff's office and saying, okay, this is what's happened to me, what do I do? And basically 100% of the time we're going to tell you it's a scam,
right?
Because that's what it is. We don't operate that way. The IRS doesn't operate that way. Highway Patrol doesn't operate that. We don't call you. We don't ask for gift cards in exchange for payment. We don't ask you to go to your bank and make a withdrawal and or wire money. So shut it down from the very beginning. Just hang up on them.
Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. A couple incidents happening recently that we can follow up on. It was earlier this month on August 3rd, I believe, on Sunday evening, hit and run incident on County Road 100 in Alpine. Any updates there?
Yeah, we're working that case. We're using looking at cameras in the area to see if we can find a vehicle. But we do know from evidence that was left at the scene that it's a 2007, 2008 Chevy or GMC diesel. So there was parts from the vehicle left at the scene. So we're following up on that. And we got our Detective Gardner working on that. So he's pretty successful. So we'll keep working that. But if you do have information, call the sheriff's office.
Excellent. And also, we've talked about this case a couple of times, the ATM burglaries, and a couple of arrests have been made in that. But when last we talked about it, you said that there might still be others involved. Any is that investigation still open?
So I think we talked about, I don't know that there's anything, there's no new arrest. We still have a warrant for an individual that's sitting in jail in Montana that we're going to extradite as soon as they're done with him there. And then we still have two locally here that are working their way through the court system. And so we believe that these incidents are tied, and we've been in touch with authorities from Montana, Utah, Colorado, Iowa, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and of course have interacted with the FBI on this that we think are all related. So my expectation still is that this case and our arrest will turn into solving a lot of them. Not necessarily, I can't say necessarily that our specific guys are involved, but the group, they come from a group or a gang that's doing these burglaries. And so we expect that there'll be a lot of them solved by the work that's been done here, which is encouraging.
Absolutely. Sheriff, want to give a shout out to our local volunteer firemen across all of Lincoln County. There's been a number of small brush fires that have popped up. There was one just east of Kemmer just yesterday, in fact. Yeah. And they've done considering the conditions, they've done a fantastic job hopping right on those things.
Yeah, they do a great job. They're committed. The volunteer groups, fire departments, search and rescue, great people, hard workers, have jobs like you and me, and then volunteer to go out and do that kind of stuff as well on the side to make the community a better place. So yeah, shout out to them, do a great job. And it's the fire danger right now is pretty high, it's pretty dry, be careful. I think I got the email yesterday that there are some restrictions put in place now about open fires, so kind of expected that to happen. We need some rain.
Yeah, a little rain would be nice. Yeah. Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else we missed you wanted to bring up today?
I think that's it. Appreciate the opportunity to come in.
Yep, that's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning. It's the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.